Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, could your retirement account get hacked too?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
So we've heard about, you know, the Equifax kind of drama, I guess, that's happening lately. A lot of it has gotten buried under the hurricanes and, of course, what happened in Las Vegas. But, you know, it's very real. I mean, they have come out with
alarming numbers of people who've probably been victims of identity theft through the Equifax breach. And the numbers just keep getting larger and larger. In fact, I think yesterday I was watching a scroll and they said that they, you know, had already misrepresented the millions and millions of people who had been breached. And so I think it's just, I only think, you know, it's going to get worse. And a lot of times people ask me about, you know, how can they avoid getting hacked? And the hard thing is you can't. I mean, the best you can really do is set up kind of all the line of defenses around your accounts and then monitor them like all the time. That's really the only way that you can spot something going on in your account. And a lot of times what the hackers do is they do really sophisticated things where they might not hack your account right away. You know, they might wait months and months until you think the breach is no longer, or you're at least not even thinking about the breach anymore. And then that's when they go in, and they go in all sorts of sneaky ways. You know, they really have figured out that going after credit cards, using people's credit cards, doesn't work so well, because credit card companies now are, you know, trying to be really diligent about, you know, fraudulent type charges on your account, especially things that come up. I mean, I don't know how many calls I've gotten in the last couple of years of someone just verifying, hey, did you spend this amount of money when we're traveling, even in the United States, which, you know, can be a little annoyance at the time, but it's greatly appreciated that they're actually monitoring my credit card that diligently. And, you know, so while there are all of those kind of protection mechanisms, if you will, in credit cards and a lot of other things, there aren't, you know, tax returns, your social security number. If you think of all of the different forms that you put your social security number on, it's crazy, right? If you work for a company and you fill out benefit forms, your social security number is over a lot of different pieces of paper, and you don't know who's seeing those pieces of papers. You know, you don't know what's being done with that information. And the unfortunate thing is that you can't, you know, I've had a lot of people that say, well, I'm just not going to give out my social security number. Well, it's just not realistic. it isn't realistic. I mean, you can't avoid your social security number in a lot of different things, you know, whether you're applying for life insurance or, you know, you want to get a student loan, or you want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, or even when you're getting your new job at work, you know, and you're signing all that paperwork, you just can't not put your social security number down. And I think, you know, you almost can't even control what the person is doing with your social security number. Sure, you can watch, you know, sometimes you can watch when you're buying a car, you know, you watch them put the social security number in and you hope that, you know, they're using that piece of paper and they're going to put it somewhere safe. But you just don't know. And I think that's what makes it so scary. There was even a report out that there's some sort of talk in the government right now about, you know, basically banning social security numbers or finding another way around it. And, you know, I think that'll get a lot of buzz, but I don't think that's actually a reality. I mean, your social security number really is at the core of everything that you do. And to take that away and somehow come up with another system that works, I don't really know how that's going to happen. I mean, I'm not trying to be a pessimist here, but I just don't see that being able to happen in an efficient way, in a way that makes sense, in a way that will still allow people to use credit and buy cars and buy houses and get student loans and, you know, whatever else we need to use our social security number for. So I'm really interested to see, you know, kind of where they go with that. But again, I'm a pessimist on it, because I know there are a lot of people that listen to this podcast that work for the government, and I love you guys all deep to my core, but there's just a lot of things that the government doesn't handle right, you know, and taking something massive like that out of the equation, I don't understand how that will actually work. But we're not here to talk about the government. We're here to talk about how in the heck do we avoid getting hacked, and what can we do if we are hacked? And one of the things that people don't think about are your retirement plans, right? Criminals are logging on to 401k plans, IRAs, Roths, all those sorts of things, and resetting passwords and email addresses. And the scary thing is once that is done, then the scam part gets really easy, right? It goes something like this. They change your cell phone number or your phone number that's in there, your mailing address to a PO box, and then they request a loan or distribution from your plan. And most platforms now, most of these companies that administer a 401k, IRA, Roth, all of those sort of accounts, they don't require a call to confirm distributions. So, you know, they make it really easy for somebody to get in there and to have some sort of fraud against your account. Now, you know, what can be done to stop this? Because that's the next question, right? If it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. But what can we do to actually, you know, stop some of these hacks? Well, there isn't a lot, unfortunately. There isn't a lot we can do because, you know, you would assume that if you have some sort of loss and it's a fraudulent loss, right? Meaning somebody hacked into your account, withdrew money, whether it was your bank, your 401k, your credit card, your retirement plan, you know, you would assume that there would be some sort of law to limit your losses. And while there is with credit cards and debit cards, there aren't laws protecting you from things, cyber theft in particular, related to your brokerage, 401k, IRA, those types of accounts. So again, if somebody gains access, you know, the odds of you being reimbursed are pretty slim to none, I will say. Again, I'm not going to be an optimist on that. I'm going to tell you straight out, it's probably not looking very good in your favor, right? But if you do notice something happen, you do notice that, you know, your account has suffered some sort of loss that isn't market related, you got to get on this ASAP. And the problem with 401k, IRAs, Roths, brokerage accounts, those sorts of things, is that these scammers have figured out that most people don't check these very often, right? In fact, you may have never checked your account. You probably get the quarterly statement either in the mail or online. My guess is you don't look at it. And I'm going to tell you straight up, you need to be looking at it, not just for theft and things like that, but you need to know what's going on with your money, right? Even if you don't understand it all, you need to have some sort of grasp over, hey, is what I'm invested in, am I actually making money? Is it going in the right direction? You know, and look at the market, look at the Dow and the S&P 500. Have those been, you know, growing and increasing over the past year? Yes. Okay. So my fund should be somewhere in an upward movement, right? Is there any correlation there? That's what you want to look at. You want to look at for things that don't match up. And if you don't understand what you're looking at, buy an hour from a certified financial planner, buy an hour from somebody who can help explain to you what the heck is going on with your account. I know I've talked a lot about a company that I really like. Again, I get absolutely nothing from talking about them, but I just really happen to love what they do, their philosophy, the people behind this company. But Bloom, spelled with three O's, is an awesome company, and we've had them on the podcast before. What they do is they actually look at your offerings, your investment choices for your 401k. They help pick for a small management fee each month, a very small fee. They help you create an optimum portfolio based on your risk tolerance of the options that you already have available to you. So if you're looking at your 401k and you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing, I have no idea what to invest in, use companies like Bloom that have this technology now where you're still in control of your account. They do not have control over your account, but they're helping you make wise decisions so that your money can actually grow for you, not against you, right? So again, you want to look at those statements. And now we got to look at those statements because we got to look at them for hacks. And it's really important. But you also got to look at the different language that these different investment houses have in their policies when it comes to breaches. For example, online I found in an article, the language from Vanguard, and it says, our commitment regarding online security is simple. If assets are taken from your account in an unauthorized online transaction on Vanguard.com, and you follow the steps described in quote unquote, your responsibility section below, we will reimburse you the assets taken from your account in the unauthorized transaction. It sounds really good, but what are your responsibilities, right? And as you start to see, there's a lot of gray area here. There's a lot of gray area for a company to go, you know what? You did 1, 2, and 3, but you didn't do 4, 5, and 6. So we're not going to give you your money back. All right. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen to anybody ever, but definitely anybody listening to this podcast. I do not want that to be you. So what are some of the responsibilities? Well, here are some of the highlights again from their policy page. Number one, review your accounts regularly. Again, should be doing that anyway, but this is what they're saying is your responsibility. 2, protect your Vanguard.com username, password, and other account-related information. 3, protect your computer. 4, do not reply to email requests for personal or financial information. And 5, cooperate with us and stay informed. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of gray area there. Protect your Vanguard.com username, password, and other account-related information. How are you going to prove that?
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
How are you going to prove that you protected it? How are you going to prove that you protect your computer? I don't know. I mean, there's lots of stuff I do to protect my computer because I have lots of sensitive information on my computer for people that I work with. But how are you going to prove that you protect your computer? It just feels like there is a lot of gray area there for them to kind of get off of the hook, right? And we don't want them off the hook. So the whole point of the story is, whoever is holding your assets, Vanguard, Fidelity, I'm not just picking on Vanguard, not at all. So, right, every company has their own policy. Every company has their own list of responsibilities. So it's just really important that you know with the particular company that your assets are with, what are their policies? What do you need to prove if you do have a particular theft? And the good thing is to look at that ahead of time and not after the breach, because then you're in pure panic mode and you're trying to figure out again if you've checked all of these boxes. So the SEC, Security Exchange Commission, actually put together a bulletin called Protecting Your Online Brokerage Accounts from Fraud. And here are some of the steps that they suggest. Pick a strong password, keep it secure, and change it regularly. Okay, we all pretty much know that, right? Use two-step verification if available. So I know that a lot of us like don't want to select the two-step verification because just, again, it feels like a waste of our time. But I think in something like really important, like your retirement accounts, your brokerage accounts, where you're accumulating a lot of assets, is probably a good idea. Avoid using public computers to access your online brokerage account. Yes. And the next one is use caution with wireless connections. I will definitely agree to this. So because I'm a certified financial planner, because I deal with confidential information, I have to be super, super protective over any information that's on my computer. And I actually use a bunch of different programs to you know, kind of help me out. One of my favorites is called Private Wi-Fi. And what this does is it lets me know when I'm in a Wi-Fi, whether I'm in a secured Wi-Fi, unsecured, or, you know, it's basically red is do not access any private information, in that Wi-Fi network. So a lot of times when you travel, or if you're going to Starbucks, or if you're going to a coffee house, or whatever it may be, and you want to hop on your Wi-Fi, my rule of thumb is don't ever check your bank statement. Don't ever check your bank accounts. Don't ever check anything money related when you are on a public Wi-Fi. You are simply like begging for someone to breach your information, right? Always use a super secured Wi-Fi connection. If you can't get one, a lot of the phones now have hotspots. You can turn your hotspot on your phone, connect your computer to that connection, and that's way more secure than using whatever they've got going on. So just be really careful, right? So another thing on this list is be extra careful before clicking on links sent to you. Absolutely. So if your bank, I'm using air quotes, you know, sends you an email saying, hey, I don't know, you probably get these too, like these emails, right? Just don't click on anything. What I always say is call your bank. Look up the number online, call your bank, right? Tell them you got an email and say, was this email sent from you? 9 out of 10 times they're going to say no. And then you're going to know that was a hacker. Do not click on anything in those emails, right? I know that sometimes like we're just kind of running, doing a million different things and we're like, oh, that's our bank. We should just click on it. No, don't do that, right? Secure your mobile devices. And then again, they say again, regularly check your account statements and trade confirmation. So it's unfortunate that, you know, in this day and age, we have to be extra cautious. And even when we're extra cautious, stuff still happens. But I think if we just spend a little extra time being really diligent with some of these things, we can maybe avoid a big pain in the ass hassle down the line. I know someone who had their 401k hacked. I did know that they got their money back, but I also know that it took a lot of time, a lot of effort on their part, and an expensive attorney involved in order for them to get the funds refunded back in their account. And the problem is that had been a long time, so that money was not in their account growing with the other money. And so you might not think that's a big deal. You know, the victory obviously is in getting your money back, but it could have other ramifications down the line. So just open a bottle of wine, a beer, a Mountain Dew, whatever your favorite beverage is, you know, and spend some time going through your statements every month. I promise you it's not painful. And again, if you don't know what you're looking at, find somebody who does, who can teach you what to look for, what to look at, what the numbers mean. And, you know, you're smart. You can do this. You got this, right? But we just got to spend a little extra time on this and a little less time on social media because this stuff is like really, really, really important. All right. So I hope this has helped you out a little. I wanted to talk about this because I know that we've talked a lot about credit card hacks and Equifax and all those sorts of things, but I think it's really important to also talk about this. Talk about 401k, IRA, brokerage accounts, things like this that we're not maybe thinking of can get hacked, that actually can get hacked. I mean, heck, I just saw online the other day that Sonic, you know, the restaurant Sonic, that they had a breach with their customers. I'm like, my God, can we not go anywhere? Can we not go anywhere and get a milkshake and not have our account hacked? All right, I hope this has not depressed you on a Friday. Hopefully this has motivated you to be really diligent and to look after your stuff. You spend so much time saving your money and being smart with your money. I just want to make sure that your money's there for you. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, please shout it out, share it with your friends, spread it around so we can continue to grow.